All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We ask your blessing upon this meeting together today, Lord, this body of believers. We just thank you for them and all that you do for us. We, Lord, ask that you would fill us with your Spirit, and that you would give us wisdom and understanding as we open your word. Father, help us to be faithful to you and bring glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This morning, let me see. I'm going to turn to John chapter 18. Verse 36. I'll just take the verse here. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting, so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." And I just want to read that verse this morning. Realize it's talking about Jesus was telling Pilate that his servants would not be fighting to try to set him free. That is completely opposite of what a loyal servant would try to be doing. But the words that he said is, "My kingdom is not of this world," or "it's not of this realm." And that's what I want to focus on this morning or talk about. We talked a little last week about why we don't go to war. And I guess one of the things that I want to try to look at today is the question is, you know, whenever you read the Old Testament and then you read the New Testament, you get two different ideas or thoughts of why would God have people go to war in the Old Testament and then not go to war in the New Testament. And oftentimes, whenever you tell people that we would practice non-resistance or try to practice non-resistance, their argument goes back to, well, they fought in the Old Testament. And that's one of the things that show us that we are in a different realm, as Jesus put it, or a different covenant, a different place than the saints of the Old Testament were. Whenever we look in the Old Testament, we see that in regard to treating our neighbor and loving our neighbor, it tells us basically the same thing in the New Testament, that we're to love our neighbor and be good to those that are our brethren. But it also tells us that in the Old Testament, we see it very clearly that the people were to go to war. God commanded his people to go to war and to sometimes utterly destroy their enemies. And last week we talked about the reason why of that. You know, whenever we read in Matthew and in Luke, you know, a lot of times whenever you first start reading the Bible, people start in Matthew. And one of the things that we read about is the genealogies. And it starts there in Matthew that with, let me just go there and look. Verse 2, it says, Abraham was the father of Isaac. It starts with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and goes all the way to Jesus. And then in Luke, it gives the genealogy even back further, back to Noah or back to Adam. And we think, we wonder, what is that all about? You know, I mean, it's, you know, yeah, it's important to know where we came from. But it's not just a history lesson in ancestry. The purpose of this is because when God promised Abraham that in your seed all the nations will be blessed, there became a war in the spiritual realm to destroy that seed, the seed of Abraham. And that, because if that seed could be destroyed, God's promise could not be fulfilled. And as sin was running rampant in the world, they become more powerful. Evil would become more powerful. And they all had their focus on attacking the children of Israel, the children of Abraham. Because if they could destroy that seed, Jesus would not come. That's why Jesus, or the Bible, the Old Testament, teaches them to go and fight these nations and destroy them. It wasn't just a matter of good people. It was a matter of the survival of Christ coming into this world. And their responsibility was to preserve the nation, to preserve the seed of Israel, so that Christ could come into this world. You know, we look and we read in the Bible, and the more bold a fighter was, the more heroic the fighter was, the higher he was elevated as you read the Bible. You read about these men who were very zealous to war, zealous to even killing their enemy, and they seem to be exalted in the Bible. When you read through it, it's, you look at them as being heroes of the faith in the Old Testament. You see them, how strong they were. And their fight, what they were fighting for, those that were exalted, those that were lifted up, and that were so zealous to fight, they were fighting so that Christ could come, so that his seed would be preserved until he came. They were zealous, not just to go win a war for their own country, so that they would be patriotic. Oh, we're fighting for the Jews, or we're fighting for the Israel. It wasn't just about preserving a patriotic nation or an idea. What they were preserving was the very seed from which Christ would come into this world. And those that understood that best were the most zealous fighters. They understood, like somebody brought out last week, somebody, he told them to thrash the something on the ground to see how to fight your enemy. And he only hit it a few times. And the prophet scolded him and said, you should have just beat the tar out of that thing. You should have hit 10 or 11 times because that's how bad you were thrashing your enemy. The reason he was punished is because he didn't understand who the enemy was and what the purpose of the enemy was. And that was to destroy the seed of Israel. That's why the zealous fighters, the zealous warriors, the champions that are exalted in the Old Testament in their warlike manner, they understood their fight wasn't just with flesh and blood. They understood that their battle was that Christ could come into this world so that they and we could be saved. Their purpose in life was to preserve the seed of Israel so Christ could come into the world. And the men who understood that best were the warriors, because they were doing what God wanted them to do at that station, at that time, that period that they were living in. It was their responsibility, their charge was to preserve the seed of Israel. So we look back in the Old Testament, and the heroes of the faith were those who did anything they could to preserve the seed until it could get here. That's what the genealogy is all about. That's why the genealogy is important, to go back and say, look, Jesus came from the very people that God promised. The very seed of Abraham. On both sides of the genealogy, even. They all went back to Abraham. That's why this Muslim religion, it denies that lineage that God had promised for. It was through Sarah. Abraham and Sarah. And that's why there's such a battle and such a fight even today. Because those lineages, one of them went wrong. And we can trace back Jesus all the way back through. Because that is where the seed and the promise was made and given. Today, just cite some evidence. The stories that all the boys read about. Who are the heroes today of the Bible? In these times, is it the same zealous warriors? Willing to fight? Willing to kill? No. The ones we lift up today in the New Testament are those who are often martyred for their faith. Not willing to shed another's blood. Willing to turn the other cheek and to forgive. Seeing that their kingdom is not of this world. Just like Jesus said, if my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight. In the Old Testament, they were fighting to preserve the seed that would produce the new kingdom. Today, we're living in that kingdom, where Christ is the King. We're living in that kingdom, and today, faithfulness carries out the period of time that we are living in. You know, some people think, well, you don't fight, you must be a sissy. No. If our kingdom was of this world, the faithful would be fighting just as ferociously as David, as Samson, and the others that are lifted up in the Old Testament. And you know what? If they were in this kingdom, they would be the ones turning the other cheek. It's not because they can't fight. It's not because they're afraid to fight. It's because they're loyal to their king. Some people think, well, what? God just changed his mind. No, Jesus came. We live in a different kingdom now. How do we reconcile the command? It's because the people in the Old Testament were preserving the seed that had to be preserved, or the whole human race would have been lost. And when that seed came, that's why there's so big a distinction between the covenants. We're living in a different time. We're living in the kingdom age, where Christ has arisen, and we're living through that time. The others were fighting for that time to come, preserving the seed for it to come. Often there's a lot of confusion about this. Why did they fight in the Old Testament and they don't in the New? How can that even be? Well, I think that's after looking and searching and studying it. I think this answers about as many questions for me as anything I've ever seen. This seed had to be preserved, and they were fighting to preserve it. We're in the new kingdom, being a part of the kingdom of God right now. Not some future time. There's a lot of people teach that kingdom of God's when you die and you go to heaven. But Jesus taught that my kingdom is now. His kingdom, even in this very statement, if my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight. But my kingdom is here. That's why they're not. Jesus changed things. His time, his seed had been preserved. The promises that God had given to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. You see him passing that down through history. The royal bloodline. The promise of a Messiah. That's why it's so important that we recognize the Messiah has come. There's a lot of people still looking for him. A lot of groups, a lot of churches, a lot of religions that don't believe he's ever came. But he has. And his kingdom is now. So a lot of churches believe or preach that his kingdom's not here. But that's why we still fight. Isn't that even denying that he came? Behold, the kingdom of God is now. That's why we try to uphold Jesus' teachings. Because we see, just like those of old saw, and so they fought. We see the kingdom as being now. That's why we don't. There's a higher realm. There's a higher kingdom that we're living in now. Hope that helps a little bit. That we can grasp the kingdom that we're living in. It's just a blessing to see the contrast of the heroes that were lifted up in the Old Testament, and we ought to get behind them. And it's thrilling to read about them as they're standing for their time. And they're conquering and they're winning and they're preserving that seed. Because that seed, if they would have failed, we wouldn't have a Jesus. But we do. Because those heroes did what God wanted them to do then. Even though it was ugly. Even though it looked bad. Even though you read it now and people just shudder at the ferociousness. It wasn't because they were bloodthirsty. It was because they saw that need to preserve the seed. And then the contrast now goes completely the other way. And the heroes are those that are sometimes willing to die not to fight. It's not because they can't. Not because they won't. It's because they see the kingdom they're living in. There's no need for it. We can rise above it. May the Lord add his blessing. Anyone have anything to share or question?
I appreciate how that ties together. It's really neat. And that thought about being able to get behind the fighters in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of neat too. Confused about all that, you realize how hard time getting behind all the stuff that they did.
Right.
But that's really, it's kind of neat.
Amen. Amen.
Appreciate the message. Also, in the Old Testament, it prophesied forward to a time when the lion will lie down with the lamb. King of peace, and we can have that now.
Right.
Matter of fact, once you said that the Lord comes back and put the sword in our hand, we use it. You know? And I mean, if it's going to be time to do, we don't understand that yet, what's in the future, you know, when you'll come in the Battle of Armageddon and all of that, everything. If he wants us to buy, we'll fight.
Amen.
But the idea I just thought this morning is this, you know, what if the Lord says, I want you living in peace, and I hold you in peace.
Right. Amen. Barabbas was zealously fighting for Israel, but he wasn't fighting to preserve the seed. I mean, he would have been a hero because he was zealously trying to be patriotic, but he missed the seed. That's it's in the country that would have been a good, he would have been exalted.
Yeah. Saul before the same, but he had a real shift. I mean, he got a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord showed himself to him in a complete turnaround where he could have fought then for the right.
Right.
But he entered into where we're at.
Right.
Prayer is the Christian's vital.